Fire on the Mountain by Gene McNeil, digitally narrated in the voice of William Birch, published by Legend Press and produced by Deep Zen. Introduction. I know I will remember the city as a film, a backdrop, somewhere I witnessed rather than lived. The first image, just as the opening credits fade, will be the hot tarmac of its streets smoking after rain, an entire city burning from the ground up. But then there are those things you cannot see. The vegetable smell of kelp mashed on the serrated shore of Ocean Point, the taste of salt on your lips. The light bleached, peering, as if you were being scrutinized, as if the sun was trying to determine what use it might have for you. For the first week I am blinded by it. The summer gales, the blistering light. The sea is buoyant and cold. That city is the only place in my life I have ever experienced a nostalgia for when I was still there, as if the days and weeks were destined to be revealed as not real after all. They belonged to a separate dimension, neither past, present, nor future. They were being pulled out from under me even as I lived them. In the film, after the rain-smoked streets, we see Pieta. He is walking toward us across the grass. There is a prowling quality to Pieta's walk, which Rian inherited, along with his narrow, delicate feet. I am next to Sara, her uncle and her cousin. We are all sitting at a...